I was busting to tell y'all that. I wrote it down on here so I wouldn't forget again this week. If you would, turn to Exodus chapter 16 again. And try and talk some more about Christ, our manna. The manna. Let's read verse 15, 16, 17. I don't figure I'll get any further than that. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more and some less. Spoke last week about the manna. It was a new thing. And it was delivered here to the children of Israel in the wilderness after everything else that had happened to them. There's a progression here. There's an order here that God has laid out, and we can see in this order our salvation. A pattern. An order. To what we see as far as from our point of view, and actually somewhat of what God does. Israel had a position before the blood was shed. When the blood was shed, they left Egypt, and they left Egypt forever. They went through the Red Sea, leaving Egypt behind, and here they are now in the wilderness. And God has delivered the manna right to them. And Christ is the bread come down from heaven.
Yes.
Given to you. This is a picture of Christ. Now, verse 16. "This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." Now we have the commandment concerning the manna, as given by a man that God had appointed and was telling the children of Israel what they were to do with this manna. The manna is here by the command of the Lord. The manna is here is a gift from the Lord. First they're told what it was, then they're told what to do. But this point is very clear. Without the Lord, there is no manna. Period. With the Lord, manna is commanded. Thereby and therefore, this manna is necessary to the children of Israel. Here, in this place that they're at. This is a thing that the Lord commanded. And it's right here all around you. It had fell. Now, well, I'll reiterate, which is a fancy way of saying repeat myself. This manna, I want to repeat this, this manna was only around the children of Israel and nowhere else. It was there and nowhere else. The manna was not for the Egyptians. The manna is not for the world. And these instructions that Moses is going to give are not for the Egyptians. and not for the world. Because these are the instructions, this is the command of God concerning the manna which was delivered to the children and to the children only. God's message is always particular. He sends his message to his people, and he sends somebody to tell him his message. Do you want to know about the manna? Listen to the man God sent you. This man is going to tell them of the manna, Moses, what to do and what it's for. Christ Jesus came into this world to do the will of his Father, and we are commanded to tell you of it. He, Christ, is our manna, our bread from heaven. He is our sustenance, and he is our sustenance, our food, by the command of God. The Lord won't keep you guessing. When he wants you to know something, or when he wants you to know, better yet, someone, he'll send a messenger to you with his message. I'm reminded of the Ethiopian eunuch in the chariot. And he was reading the book of Isaiah. And the Lord sent him Philip. And Philip asked the man, joined him in the chariot, and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he asked him, he said, "How can I understand except some man explain it to him?" So Philip took the book of Isaiah and preached to him Jesus, Isaiah 53 to be exact. God sends a message with his food, with the sustenance. There are some commandments concerning the manna. And you'll find out if you'll hear the message. And the manna, the first commandment, the first thing commanded here is this one word, gather. 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 Now, is that too simple? Not really. Where do we start? It's all around you. Christ is all around his people. And only his people will see him. Now, these Israelites had been separated completely from the world. They were out in the wilderness by themselves. We are not. But we are in the wilderness nonetheless sometimes. After the blood was shed, after they passed through the Red Sea, after regeneration, when God gives life to the dead soul, you will begin to see Christ all around you. Things you have never seen before, and him whom you have never seen before. And we are to gather. The manna is of no value to you unless you gather. This is the provision of the Lord for you. And this manna is always valuable. Pay attention. He said gather. What do you do when you gather? If something's out there, you pick it up and you take it to yourself. You bring it to yourself. You pick it up. There are things for us to do here. We are to pay attention to this world, and we are to pay attention to the message of Christ for us in this world. We are in it. We're not of it, but we are in it. Because it's there. Pick it up. It's all around you. Gather. God commands it. This is the first commandment of the manna. Gather. It says later on, if you leave it, it'll disappear. It'll melt away. When you see Christ, take it to yourself. Gather. Hold it in your heart. Hold it in your head. Hold it in your mind. I know it's hard sometimes when you're at work, when you're surrounded by the world and you're surrounded by unbelievers. But the truth of God can even come to you in the midst of that. Even when you're driving down 77 and you see a stupid billboard. You see it. You recognize it. And I look at that and I thought, my goodness. Some people are very impressed by that. They think that billboard's holy. And the same people would know the truth if it bit them somewhere. But I can see that and know that, hey, that's not the truth of the gospel. Christ is who you need to know. Christ is who this world doesn't know. Christ is who this world leaves out or distorts or lies flat out about. And we are to gather Christ. This is the commandment for the manna, not for anything else. In this wilderness, where they are right here, this is the only food they have. Now, let me make this clear. We are to remember where we are, where the children of Israel are in this progression. In the book of Exodus. Because this is not speaking of a type or a shadow of salvation. They've already left Egypt behind. We are to gather here, gather the manna, because of salvation. The salvation of the Lord. They have seen the salvation of the Lord. Why? Because he showed it to them. How do you see the salvation of the Lord? The only way to see it is for him to show it to you. There is no other way. The blood has been shed. They've already seen the salvation of the Lord. They've already gone forward. But the manna is something commanded by the Lord that they need today. Gather. That's the commandment. No one was told to gather in Egypt. Why? Because they didn't see any manna in Egypt. This is what we are commanded to do after salvation, when conversion has started. Gather. But gather the manna. The children receive bread from their father. And the Lord has commanded this manna. And we are to gather it. Bring it to ourselves. Bring it close. Now, who is to gather? Every man. Now, I don't believe this exempts women. It's every person. Every man is to gather. Everyone. No one is exempted from this command. Not rich, not poor, not bond, not free, Levite or Benjamite. All the tribes and all the people are to gather. No one is left out. No one is accepted. Accepted. Manna is for all of the congregation. Because all of the congregation are to gather. Every man. Christ is for all of his people. I know that seems simple, and it is. But every man's to gather. Smart men, dumb men, rich men, poor men, doesn't matter. If you're a part of the congregation, the Lord has commanded you to gather. And to gather Christ. To gather the things of Christ. To gather the knowledge of Christ. To learn of Him. And in so doing, you learn of the Father. Because no man can see the Father except they see the Son. And if you know the Son, you'll know the Father. And then it says, according to each. According to his. Eating. Now, what does this mean? Well, I put down here, basically, it's your appetite. Every man is to gather. Do you have an appetite? Gather. Do you have an appetite for Christ? Gather. Some people may have a bigger appetite than others. Some people gather more than others. But we are to gather the manna. Every man to his each eating. Every man to his eating. Manna is good food. My biggest problem is that I like junk food. I can be distracted by this world. I'm not to be distracted. I'm to gather. I can be captivated by technology. No, I'm to gather Christ. We are to gather all to whom the manna has been delivered and seen are to gather. And we are to gather according to your appetite. There are differing appetites for different people. Some eat more, some eat less. Some gather more, some gather less. But all need to eat. The Lord gave the bread of the children. What's it say? This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And in order to consume it, to take it within, you've got to gather. You've got to pay attention. See Him, Christ, everywhere, and gather Him into yourself. Is there a desire in you, an appetite for Christ? Earl used to ask if you have an interest in this. That's true as much after you're saved as it is before you're saved. Because we're still commanded to gather now. I know I've been in places, and there are some that have been here. After they made a profession, they didn't seem to have an appetite for Christ. They didn't seem to want to gather, Mason. They didn't care. They decided to be somewhere else. This is the place that I come to get food for my soul. To hear His word preached. To hear about Him. To learn of Him. And to gather together with people who love Him. Because the next thing it says, according to the number of your persons. There's enough for everyone. There is enough Christ. There's never any lack of Christ. There's never any lack in Christ. I've got something wandering around here on the disc. According to the number of your persons, and take for everyone in your tents. We're family. Don't forget the family. Don't forget the family when you're gathered. Don't forget the family. The manna is for everyone in the family. In the family of God. If there's some that are too old to gather, gather for them. If there's some too young to gather, gather for them. And you take it as according to the number of persons in your household. We are to take care of the family. We are to share the manna with those in our tents. This is the first instruction, gather. But the second part is to share what you've gathered. Believers are not solitary creatures. They're never solitary. Even if there's no one else around you, the man is there with you. Christ is there with you. But believers are not to be solitary creatures. We are not to be hermits. I still am reminded of that story. I can't remember. I think it was in Fox's Book of Martyrs, where these two guys, they were fed up with the world. This is back in, you know, way back in the old days. And they went in, up in a cave and decided to become hermits, so they could dedicate themselves to doing nothing but praying and whatever. After a little while, they decided, this is kind of stupid. That's not exactly the way they put it, but they said it was of no profit. Because we are to be in the world, but we are to be with each other. The family of God is important to God. And we are to take care. We are to share. We are to be with the family. Because if you are here, this is where you are. And if you're here, I'm hoping it's because this is where you desire to be. And if you're here, this is what you are to desire to eat. The manna. It says, verse 17, the children of Israel did so and gathered some more and some less. What can I say here? They obeyed. Don't look surprised, because I suspect the hand of God here. And by here, I mean right here in the wilderness with the children. Because why are the children of Israel here? In this wilderness, surrounded by this manna, in this place, and more importantly, in this condition, he brought them there. He passed over them. He had them thrust out of Egypt. He allowed Pharaoh's army to pursue and catch up to them. He parted the Red Sea, and he brought them into this wilderness. The children of Israel are exactly where God wanted them to be. In this condition and in this place, both. And then he provided them food. This is a wilderness. It's a wilderness. It's a desert. There is nothing else. There's no leeks. There's no onions. There's no flesh pots of Egypt. They had to have food to eat and to live. So his first commandment is to gather, and so they did. They had to do so. They were commanded to do so, and they had to do so. None of this is accidental. Nothing has been left out of God's plan, and everything is happening according to the will of the Father. The manna is necessary for living. Not just life, for living. What does that mean? Well, that means that Christ is necessary for living. You will gather. Why? Well, when it comes down to it, you want to. Now, he put them in a place where they had to. There was no other food. And understand the point there. There is no other food for the believer, for the soul, for the regenerated person. There is no other food other than Christ. Everything else is just fluff. They did gather. Some more and some less, but they gathered. Even though we are the same, even though we are regenerated the same, even though we are given faith the same, we are all given light, and we are all different. Some gathered, some more, some less. Some see much and gather much. Some see not so much and gather less. What's missing here? I went looking for it, and I didn't find it. I was waiting for somebody to say some gathered not at all. No. Some more, some less, but they all gathered. I mean, if you understand a little bit about human nature, there's always somebody obstinate. Now, a lot of times, usually it's me. But no, they all gathered. And they all gathered manna. Only the manna was to be gathered. There's only one light. Christ is the light. There's only one food for the regenerate soul. That's the manna. That's the bread from heaven. That's Jesus Christ, the righteous. There is only about gathering manna and gathering nothing else. This is a wilderness. There's nothing else to gather. That's the type. That's the point. There is nothing else for the children of God other than Christ. There's only one food for the sheep of the Good Shepherd. Christ is our manna, the bread which came down from heaven. In the wilderness, there is nothing else. There is no one else. There are a lot of people who left. Why? Because they didn't like what we said. They didn't like who we taught. They didn't like the Christ we preach. They didn't see the manna, the bread that came down from heaven. They didn't see Christ as he is in this book. And they had no appetite. You understand? They gathered according to their eating. If you don't want to eat Christ, if you don't want to consume the manna, if you don't want to know Christ, if you don't want to hear Christ proclaimed, understand, some people, and I do understand this, you know, some people say sometimes we're hard, okay? We're harsh. We're stern. Because it's here, it's either Christ or nothing. That's the picture we have in the wilderness. It's either Christ or it's nothing. There is no middle ground. There is no compromise. And we do believe a certain thing here. I've heard another preacher say it, and I agree with it. You can't preach man low enough, and you can't preach Christ high enough. We are fallen creatures. But Walter has never preached a message, okay, accusing me or telling me something about myself that I haven't already thought about myself. I know what I am, and I don't know it very well. But there are people, when you preach this Christ, you preach this manna, they will not have it. They won't eat. They won't join with the congregation. And they leave. We've seen it happen over and over again. The manna is all that the believer has. Christ is all we have. Just as it is Christ alone for life that gives life, it is Christ alone who sustains our life. We need the manna. It's our food. He's our food. Now we're going to eat dinner here later, and I'm ready for it. But that's not food for my soul. That's food for my body. I rejoice when my Lord is exalted. I rejoice when I'm told of things He said and things He did and things He is doing and things He will do, things He has done. I want to learn of Him. And if you don't want to learn of Him, you best make your calling and election sure. That's the way it is. If you've got no desire, if you're not going to eat, you might as well go. That's just the way it is. This is the only food we have for the family of God. And this is the only food I want for the family of God, for me. For me, because I'm part of the family too. Let me close just a little bit with verse 18 here, because this is important. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating again. Now, it doesn't specify it right here, but somehow this had to happen because they meted it out with an omer. They measured it out. So after everyone went out and gathered the manna, they came together because they meted it out with an omer. An omer to every man. They gathered according to their eating. But then it says they did meet it with an omer. They measured out the manna. I don't know exactly what an omer is. Nobody else is real sure either. And it doesn't really matter. But the congregation evidently gathered together when they were through gathering manna. What did they do? They assembled. They assembled to distribute what? The manna. That's the purpose of an assembly. It's to distribute manna. They assembled together. What does it say? Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Why? Why are we not to forsake the assembling? Because the assembling is essential to the feeding of your soul. We gather together. Now it says some gathered more, some gathered less. Keeps repeating that. But we measure it out. This is not feast or famine. The food is for all of the congregation. And a brother might have what you need. And you might have what your brother needs. We gather together over the manna, because of the manna, because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Measure it out to all the congregation, because the manna is food for all of the congregation. And guess what? There wasn't any lack, and there wasn't anything left over. Everyone got some manna. All of the congregation of Israel was fed. There was no waste, and there is no shortage of manna. They gathered according to his eating. And then they gathered together to meet it out, to share. And they gathered enough for those in their tents. They gathered enough for all the people. And then they met together and they shared. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is. The gathering is necessary. Gathering the manna and gathering together. Gathering the manna and gathering together. And sharing. There were some who tried to keep it for the next day. It didn't work out. Except for on the Sabbath. We're not to be hoarders. We are to take care of each other. We are to gather. And we are to share what we have gathered with each other. And that's in your tent, and that's here. It's wherever you are and wherever the others are of the children. It's a gift of God. It's necessary for your life and your living, both. And he's given it to us. Our Father, thank you again for this time and this place. Lord, help us to understand and to feed upon Christ and to learn of him and to desire to learn of him. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done and for all you're doing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.